After several years of construction, SUNY Oswego has completed a major phase of its renovation of Tyler Hall, which houses part of the college's School of Communication, Media, and the Arts. As WRVO's Payne Horning reports, for many faculty and students, it's like coming home.
There you go. Come on in.
From the wings of the newly renovated Waterman Theater, a horde of students rush onto center stage and dance merrily about. Theater professor and director Jonelle Langenfeld encourages them from the side.
Keep talking, don't stop talking. Oh, it's so fun.
I love dancing. Dancing is my favorite thing to do in the Emerald City.
Langenfeld says she's excited and relieved to be back on this stage. Her department had been housed in an adjacent building for 2 years, making use of temporary classrooms and performance venues.
These things are put together as best as they could be for a building that is not designed to be a theater or a lab theater space or, again, a performance space. So it's going to get rid of a lot of headaches. And there, I can just say there's a lot of joy for those that are back in that building right now working on the show.
The show Langenfeld is directing for Tyler Hall's grand reopening this month is the iconic Wizard of Oz, one of the first shows ever produced in the nearly 50-year-old Waterman Theater. Dean of SUNY Oswego's College of Communication, Media, and the Arts, Julie Pretzett, says the theater and Tyler Hall desperately needed the recent $22 million upgrade.
In particular, Waterman Theater, we had gear in there that was not much updated since when it was installed. So what we were teaching our students was sort of the history of theater technology.
Equipment that is already being put to use by theater tech major Nicole Marlowe, the stage manager of The Wizard of Oz.
A reminder, if Jonelle asks if you're ready, please respond with yes.
Marlowe commands the room with a new stage manager console that allows her to make announcements and watch the stage and backstage from video monitors. She expects it will help her be more competitive once she graduates.
The more experiences that you get, especially with different technology, is very important.
But it's not just the theater students who are benefiting from the renovations. There's a brand new exhibit hall for the Tyler Art Gallery and state-of-the-art acoustically sound rooms for the college's instrumental and vocal performance students. Later this month, the college will roll out the red, or yellow, brick carpet for the community and its alumni. There will be tours, an art exhibition, and the debut of The Wizard of Oz. Many Oswego alumni refer to their alma mater as Oz. Dean Pretzett says it was a good choice because for many on campus and abroad, this is about finding their way back home to Tyler Hall.
I performed all the time on Waterman Theater. So I conducted the choirs here for many years. I directed the Oswego Opera Theater and did many of the musicals. So Waterman Theater was my home. And there's a personal stake in this project because I know that building so well and I have so many stories to tell about that building.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.